The kids in my neighborhood want to know why I live in my neighborhood. They see me on the street after school and they don't take it. They say, Miss Vanessa, we didn't know that you lived in this neighborhood too. We thought that you lived someplace where people sound the way you sound when you speak. Someplace, clean streets, safe nights, people not always yelling and screaming, fighting with each other, knifing and shooting and leaving dead bodies to be found in Baker's parking lot come morning. I mean, Miss Vanessa, we thought that you lived someplace where the sidewalks ran in neat straight rows and didn't crumble over off the curb like across an old stale bridge, too dangerous to walk on without twisting your knee, busting your ankle, or getting all tangled up in the weeds and broken glass of a lot of a lawn of a house that nobody cares about anymore. Miss Vanessa, we imagined that you lived in a place that was as neat and precise as the diction you insist our haiku must clip with when we are in poetry class. So Miss Vanessa, tell us, what has happened to you to make you have to live in this neighborhood too? I say, I live in this neighborhood because you live in this neighborhood. And you are good, and you are strong, and you are nice, and you like to sing and write poems and laugh and dance, and I like to sing and write poems and laugh and dance too. So why would I not want to live in this neighborhood? And they said, because this is a bad neighborhood. Bad people live here, they do bad things. They have guns and they run drugs and there is prostitution even on Sundays. The cars drive too fast, there is trash all up and down the street, and nobody really seems to care. The nothing around here is pretty. And I said, what about us? We're pretty. We live here. We're not bad. Bad is determined by what you do, not by what you live. Bad is the story that you choose to tell other people that exists because it's what you think of yourself. Bad is determined by your actions and not your address. Now, it's not a surprise to me that there are some people who live in this neighborhood who have been convinced to believe that they are filthy. It is not a surprise to me that there are some people who live in this neighborhood who have been convinced to believe that they are worthless, that they are fit only to be condemned and demolished and then pushed over into the ground and then forgotten about forever. It is not a surprise to me that there are people who live in this neighborhood who have been convinced to believe that they are a reflection of the things that they see physically around them. It is not a surprise to me that there are people who live in this neighborhood who have been convinced to believe that they are to this life as a pothole is to the street, a pit, something fit only to be swerved around, to be filled in and patched over and then forgotten about forever. But I do not believe that I am simply what I look at unless I'm looking at you. Unless we are standing eye to eye, iris to iris, a light and a fire with so much glow, we could outshine every luminous and infinite galaxy of quasars within this cosmos. I mean, aren't we beautiful? Look at us. Don't we take each other's breath away? I mean, aren't we so amazing and astounding with our brilliant, blinding, blazing fineness? I mean, we could outshine the sun if we wanted to. We could just rise up above this cracked and crumbling concrete and take all of the things that we see around us in this physical world that are filthy and ugly and take them not as reflections, as definitions of who we are. know that I live in this neighborhood to hold the space for the possibility that what you make of yourself will rise forth, not in spite of this neighborhood, but because of it, I say. So go on. Go on and tell a story and write the song and make the poem. Go on and invent biodegradable tennis shoes and indestructible cell phones. Go on and build for us. Engineer a bridge over an old trolley station. Go on and make of yourself a man.